people don't understand. They want to tout how big their business is. They want it to look good. They want it, again, the social media effect, right? Oh man, I got 20 people in the office. They're all banging the phones or doing these things, blah, blah, blah. But then no one's really looking at that person's P&L because there's operational costs, there's salaries, there's commissions taking off the top of those commissions, off the spreads. So all those things go into actually a bottom line P&L.
Yeah.
So what I encourage people to do is become a better CEO of their business and not just the hustler that wants to look cool. Because if you actually know how to run a business, for example, as soon as COVID hit, I ended all office leases. I had an office in Phoenix, Nashville, and in one here about to start in Miami. Canceled them.
Yeah.
And I canceled them because I said, okay, I don't know what's going to happen with COVID. I want to reduce as much cost as possible in my business. And it was blessing.
Mic check.
I'm good.
Mic check. Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade. Every day I'm hustling.
What's going on, guys, in the Online Hustlers Podcast? As you all know, we bring in great players of the game all the time. This season two, we're going to be bringing in people in person, people that are doing great deals, people doing a lot of good stuff in real estate space, whether that's in tech, whether that's in coaching side, whether that's education, they're in the business, they're buying a lot of portfolio, multifamily. And today we have someone special, and his name is Justin Colby. Justin Colby has been in a space for how long, man?
15 years.
15 years. And he's been in a space for 15 years. No one that I've actually talked to so far has been that long in this podcast. There's a few people that being like maybe 7 years or so on, but he is actually one of the OGs in the real estate wholesaling side, real estate investing side, and he runs the Science of Flipping. So I really love that name. I'm an engineer myself. So I take everything as a science. I take sales as a science. I take marketing as a science. So you took flipping as a science.
Yeah.
Where did that name come from?
So when I first started my podcast, it all came from a podcast. My buddy Sean Terry and I, we were just BSing and he actually gave me he was like, bro, the science of flipping. I'm like, yep, that's it. I'm going to take that. And because we were just kind of coming up with names and he didn't really love his name at the time. And so that was it. And funny, and I'm going to start this episode off on a weird foot. It actually worked against me. I got sued.
Oh.
And the lawyer that was on the plaintiff's behalf, kept referencing, but it's a science, right? Flipping is a science, so it can be exact. It's scientific, isn't it? I overcame all that and I won the lawsuit. But nonetheless, they harped on this idea that there is a scientific proven model to the number. Every time it works perfectly.
Oh.
And quite literally, it is the opposite of that. Real estate is not a business that you can ever expect anything to go perfectly, let alone, you know, being scientific down to the, you know, gnat's ass and 0.00000% doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So interestingly enough, that name has some history behind it, I guess.
Man, that's so interesting. So you just got a lawsuit out of nowhere.
I lost a lot of money on a rehab. It was $1 million+ rehab, right? And we lost. You're in the game long enough, you're not going to win every single time. And quite frankly, if anyone's out there saying that they've never lost money on flips or they've never lost money in real estate, it's because they did one deal, they made money, and they haven't done another deal. Because otherwise, they're just lying. So I say that to say, you know, so we lost money. There was a private lender involved in the lawsuit. There was a private lender in the deal, and the private lender didn't like the idea of losing money.
Yeah.
Although they were a lender.
Yeah.
And clearly, you know, you're taking a risk as a real estate investor.
You should. Investor.
So they decided to sue. Okay. Again, as I said, we won. But no one wins. I mean, that's the reality. No one won.
Yeah.
Everyone ended up spending a lot of money. We all still lost a lot of money. Both sides lost a lot of money. It just sucks. But as you know, as it goes, you know, this is kind of what entrepreneurship is. It's not always pretty. It's not always rainbows. Yeah. It's not always about the luxury you see on Instagram and in all these other places. It's real, right? And, yeah. you know, if you're playing big enough, you know, as Biggie said, right? More money, more problems.
Yeah.
No one wants those problems. But the reality is, if you really go for what you're trying to go for, if you're really going for something big, there's chances that things don't work out and there's problems to be had.
Yeah. And you said it yourself, man. I mean, flipping is not a predictable science. But however, you can definitely, based on your behaviors and beliefs and on how you're going to take this business to another level, you can definitely like go through the seasons and beat those seasons.
Of course.
Absolutely.
I talk a lot about that. I think there's some seasonality in life, by the way. And seasons can be a week, you know, it could be a month, it could be a year. And so what you want to do if you're in a bad season or a negative season, get through it as fast as possible. And the only way to get through it is literally through it, right? You can't go over it, can't get around it. You got to dive into it and just get through it, right? And so, you know, we talked about how I firmly believe this is the best time to be a real estate investor, period, since 2008, right? And a lot of people are like, what do you mean? The interest rates and inflation and all this other stuff. That creates opportunity. I've been doing this 15 years, and what I've seen over the last, call it 10, since 2012, really 2010, but 2012 on, is appreciation, 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 appreciation for a decade.
Yeah.
And more, by the way. And so what happened is people that got into the game in the last 2 or 3 or 4 years, they likely have made a lot of money. They should have. Everyone did. If you were a real estate investor in the last 4 or 5 years, you should have made a lot of money because the market was absolutely on fire. No more than the last 2 years of COVID and interest rates being incredibly low.
Yeah.
But that doesn't develop a strong business owner, doesn't develop a strong hustler. It just develops kind of what I had when I first got started, which is kind of an easy road, an easy path to making money. But you don't develop skill. You don't harness a skill. You don't become stronger,
right?
It's like taking steroids without working out.
Yeah.
You might physically look amazing, but tell that person to go put up 400 pounds on a bench press and they can't do it because they're not working out. They just artificially built the muscle per se, and then they have no skill or talent behind that. Same thing that happened to a lot of people is 3, 4, 5 years, they have had wind at their back and they could do no wrong because the market allowed them to do no wrong.
Yeah.
So now what we've seen in the last, call it quarter, is a lot of those people are having a really difficult time and they don't have a skill set to rely on. And so now they're scrambling. And that allows us, the experienced investor, someone that has a system, has a strategy,
a real business, yeah,
to flourish.
Yes.
And on top of all the fact that, you know, since 2008, the economy has been absolutely booming. Everyone is making money in every vertical. It's been incredible. Interest rates are incredibly low. And now there's a lot of pain in the streets, right? Name the name. Google, Salesforce, Facebook, Amazon, name the name. They're laying off people at the tens of thousands.
Yes.
Every day I look at the, not every day, but I feel like every time I look at the news, there's a headline article, Amazon, 10,000 people laid off. Facebook canceled $1 billion worth of office leases at the end of 2022. They wrote a check saying, I'm going to prepay all the rent. We're canceling the leases because they knew and know that the growth is stopping and that they can't afford the affordability of it all. That means pain's in the street and we can take advantage.
Wow. What do you think that means for example, what can we learn from Facebook or all this multi, like mainstream media type of companies that we can apply to real estate?
Well, I think in general, I'm more of the, to some extent, I think, people don't understand. They want to tout how big their business is. They want it to look good. They want it, again, the social media effect, right? Oh man, I got 20 people in the office. They're all banging the phones or doing these things, blah, blah, blah. But then no one's really looking at that person's P&L because there's operational costs, there's salaries, there's commissions taking off the top of those commissions, off the spreads. So all those things go into actually a bottom line P&L.
Yeah.
So what I encourage people to do is become a better CEO of their business and not just the hustler that wants to look cool. Because if you actually know how to run a business, for example, as soon as COVID hit, I ended all office leases. I had an office in Phoenix, Nashville, and one here about to start in Miami. Canceled them.
Damn.
And I canceled them because I said, okay, I don't know what's going to happen with COVID. I want to reduce as much cost as possible in my business. And it was a blessing because my business can run totally virtual. Everyone's real estate business can run virtual. They just don't know the process or the system behind it to allow it to happen. So they feel like they have to have an office. They can only do deals in their own backyard. And that's just not the case. Yeah. A real estate investor, look at hedge funds, for example. They don't have offices in every single city they're buying homes. Look at the iBuyers. Look at all these. Like, they don't have offices everywhere. They have a hub, right? And we have a hub. And I can do business in my real estate business, my coaching business, my SaaS business or software business. None of it has a true office, not in the sense of employees. We have office in California. I have an executive suite I was just talking to you about here in Miami. But, you know, that's basically for the executives. That's it.
And you also want to bring people for the podcast.
Let's go. So we'll do a lot of cool stuff. If you're watching this episode, we're going to have people on my podcast from here. I'm going to give people to Esteban to have, you know, feature here on this podcast. It's going to be a lot of fun here in Miami. There'll be a great culture here.
Are you going to be doing deals live in there, or is it going to be in the guitar again? Or do you have something going on where you actually help people that want to get into real estate or are already in real estate and they want to experience the entire kind of like user experience?
Yep.
Of what does it taste? What does it feel like calling a seller, talking to a homeowner? What does it feel like talking with a realtor,
yeah,
partner up with the realtor? So I saw that happening, deals live,
yep,
right? I think you and Eric Klein did that. And I know it was a first time test, but it went so well.
Yeah.
So are you going to be doing that here in Miami, or how does that look like?
So we're looking at my calendar. We're going to try to do one a month is what I want to do. And it is do deals live. So for all of those out there that want to do some event with Ed Milet and get all rah, rah, and let's go and you can win, this is not that.
Okay.
This is, to your point, it is getting in the trenches, calling homeowners, calling agents, working with buyers, getting deals sold, making offers, creative finance structuring, like literally doing deals with me, my team. I had Eric Klein there to teach sales. So we are actually going to be doing another one February 24th and 25th in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know if the link is Do Deals Live. I can send the link if you post it somewhere.
Yeah.
But we will be doing it. It's very inexpensive. For 2 days of actually getting into the business doing deals is $297.
Yeah.
You can't see value like that anywhere. This is not rah-rah.
For me, it was a no-brainer.
Of course, right? You were there. I mean, I just want to be clear. It is really doing deals. It is really talking to homeowners. It is really talking to agents. It is really making offers. It is really finding a buyer. It is really sending that DocuSign, right? That's the intention of the 2 days. And quite honestly, it's some of the most fun 2 days I get to have. And so that's why we're doing it again and maybe doing it every month. And so this next month, the next one is February 24th, 25th in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Man, and in the one day that was only calling to homeowners and calling realtors, I know there was like 13
locked up contracts.
That is
wild there in 2 days.
Really impressive. Because yeah, like you also get the kind of the vibe of why would it be in a team that they're locking up things live, right? Yeah. They're like, let's say, for example, if you ever have closers, acquisition managers locking up, and whether you do that in Zoom or in an office, you feel the same environment, right? Because yep, like people are like locking up, hey, I just got this property under contract. Oh, what do you do differently? I want to do that as well. Like, how did the conversation go?
Yeah. So what was really fun is we kind of broke the tables out into teams, and that exactly happened. Like, there was one in the back right that I think they got four contracts of the 13. And this table, and they weren't all like, they're all separate. They didn't know each other when the 2 days started. They were all supporting each other, listening to each other's call, right? One person had a little more experience and would say, hey, say this, right? And so it's just a really cool, impactful, powerful 2 days, especially for those that are just having challenges right now, right? We just talked about, you know, those people. And if you want to know what we know and why we're having the level of success in a hard, difficult time, is because I've been around long enough. I have a structure. I have a way to negotiate. I've done hundreds of creative finance deals, right? I mean, that's the reality. And so I would encourage anyone to be there, right? It is a no-brainer for $297 to spend 2 days with me, my team, actively doing deals. There's nothing out there in our space of real estate investing like that, right?
You basically have been already through a real recession and you've learned from that.
Of course. Yeah.
So like right now that it's not the same thing as 2008, 2009.
Nothing close.
So you have built that muscle. You have built a recession-proof skill set.
Yep.
And so let's walk through people. So if someone comes into signs of flipping, would there be someone that they're kind of starting out, or they already have started, but they just can't grow?
There's two levels that I coach, right? So there are the newbies.
Yep.
And they're learning a lot more of the fundamentals and how to structure an offer. I mean, something as simple as like, what's the difference between a purchase contract and an assignment, right? So they're learning some of that fundamental basics. They're learning how to find the deal. They're learning how to negotiate. Then I have like an upper echelon elite group. Those are doers. Those are people already actively doing deals in all different formats. I mean, I'm just thinking about who's in there. Like, I have contractors in there that are, you know, fixing and flipping their own homes, but they don't know how to build a business out of it. I have a married couple in there that are like experts at seller finance notes, but they have a hard time developing their own lead sources. They buy everything from wholesalers, so they need to keep some of that margin for themselves. I mean, I just literally have wholesalers that, you know, they do a lot of deals, but they can't build a team. So they're basically hustlers. They're in the business all day, every day. That level of coaching is different. Frankly, there's just different problems, right? They all have problems, but they're just different issues, right? And so it's more about scaling. So there are two separate levels. The higher level comes with a mastermind built into the coaching, because I firmly believe in community. Obviously, you have a loyal listenership here, but community is everything. 2023 for me is all about networking. You know, and I applaud you. You're coming with me to the mastermind, and that's incredible. And I've spent a lot of time with Grant Cardone and Brad Lee and some of these people that are at a higher level that I'm aspiring to be at. And that's because I'm intentionally building my network so that I can go get that big B in front of my name or behind my name, the billion. Cause that's my goal, right? Yeah. I don't care when it happens. I don't care if I'm 70, but I want to build a $1 billion net worth based around real estate. Yeah. And you know, listen, I don't come from money. I don't think everyone has their story. I was never sleeping in a car. I was never homeless or anything as a kid. But, you know, to be able to say I can go build that through real estate might take me 2-3 decades to do it, but I know I can do it.
And I feel like one of your missions is to truly transfer over that. And I feel like you're really excited about the education and the impact that you're doing. Like, I saw you jumping out of joy doing the deals live. Be like, oh my God, I love being in the education business.
Yeah.
And like, one thing I admire from you, man, is that you actually have been in stages that are really, really big, and being in a stage, feeling the pressure of like, hey, there's so many people, whatever I say, it's influential.
Yeah.
And whatever I say, also people can take it wrong, people can take it right, or they can do like mistakes out of it. But like, how do you handle that? Because like, you've been with Grant Cardone recently, man.
Yeah.
And now that's to me, first of all, being aligned with him and being in the same space shows that you really are playing big.
Yeah.
First of all. All right. You're playing the right game. You're wanting to help a lot of people, because Grant Cardone has a lot of attention and a lot of people know him.
Yeah.
So from here, I just feel like you're going to explode even more than what you currently have.